Well, hey there. Welcome to the Energetics of Emotional Eating podcast. It is your dynamic duo here. I'm Emily.
This is Jen.
We're back together, finally. The ice melted and we can record together again. So that's very good. But we've got something new for you this week and just feel it might be helpful for some of those listening. It's been helpful for us to talk about, kind of understand better. But Jen, can you please tell us what we're talking about this morning?
We're talking about making excuses, and we wanted to kind of dig into the reason why we all at times make excuses, right? So what I've realized, and so the reason why we wanted to talk about the reason why, is because what I've realized is that when I understand why I've been doing something, especially things that I wish I were doing differently, that's when I then can make a conscious choice to change it. If that makes sense.
Right. Yeah, no, that makes complete sense. Because I feel like when I think about this, if I'm like not clear on something, then I'll be like, it's way easier to be like, I don't need to do that right now because I'm blank, 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 not ready, blah, 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 whatever it is. But as Jen says, we need to know our why. It makes it a lot easier. So
in the beginning here, the context in which I was talking about knowing our why, I just wanted to elaborate a little bit. What I mean by that, when we're talking about why we make excuses, is like the deeper why, right? So it's, you know, originally I might think that on the morning that I hit snooze instead of getting up and going to the gym, I might in the past have said, kind of been down on myself and been like, yeah, I'm just like making excuses. I was too tired, whatever, right? And I call the being tired the excuse, right? But I think there is I found there is a deeper why. For me, on the note of the going to the gym early in the morning, the original reason why the excuse was I'm tired and all these things, right? And then I'd be disappointed in myself later. But now I realize that I have to understand the in order to change that, I have to understand the why of the healthier version of me that understands that I'm gonna feel better later in the day when I actually get up. And once I made that connection, like, okay, sleep's important, but actually even more, like, I can go to bed earlier that I feel more rested because it's really important for me that I exercise when, like, I like to daily, if possible. I don't always get up super early to do it, but if that's the opportunity I have, always makes the day go better, right? And so then I can remember that when the alarm goes off, like, I don't feel like it right now, but I want to feel better later.
Right.
That makes sense.
Totally. Yeah, and I think, like, because I've been getting up earlier to exercise as well, and it was kind of hard at first, but as I kept doing it, I realized how good it made me feel, like you said. And then when my alarm goes off in the morning, I think my mind goes through all of its things. Okay, just sleep like 30 minutes longer. Okay, just do this. And then I'm like, nope, get up, because later, I think to how I might feel later in the day and might feel a little bit more sluggish. So, I don't know. Like you said, it's realizing how it makes you feel. And I want to feel that way. So, I'm going to push through this temporary feeling of feeling groggy. Because, you know, when you just wake up, you're kind of groggy.
Yeah. Yeah. So, going back to the reason we make excuses, I just wanted to be sure to point out is something we've talked on other episodes. You might have heard it before. It's that good old subconscious that wants to keep us safe. So just so you know, it's totally normal. I think we all make excuses at points, but The main job of our subconscious is to keep us safe. So we will make a ton of excuses that, and our brain will find reasons why we don't want to make the change and why, because it feels uncomfortable. Change is always hard, but in the long run, we can train ourselves to think about how we want to feel later. So mm-hmm. Yeah, explain that okay. But it's just like been so helpful for me to realize that my subconscious is always going to give me an excuse or a message that I shouldn't change, right? Like, because change is scary, it's different, all those things. But when I can remember my why of the healthier version of me, then I can push through that resistance that I first have. So summed up, I believe that our excuses are just like the resistance from our subconscious, yeah. The resistance to change. And if we press through the resistance, then we can build those healthier habits that we'll want. So
right. And also, I think as you continue to search for your why in each of those moments where you are, where it's easy to give in to that resistance and be like, okay, yeah, back to safety. When we actually do push through that and do what we said we were gonna do, it also helps us build trust with ourselves and yes. Know that we can get to where we want to go. Because, like, have you ever done something that you're like, I don't want to do that, but you just said, I'm going to do it, and you did it, and do you know that feeling that you felt after? You probably felt like $1 million, and you're like, how did I do that? Wow, that was so cool. Let's do something more like that.
Yeah.
And so that is such a good feeling. It's never easy leading up to it. There's a lot of friction and resistance, but once you do get to the other side of that, it's a feeling like no other. So we're here to help you experience more of those feelings because it's important for growth and getting to the version of ourselves that does get results.
Yeah, so like proving to yourself that you can do it, right?
Yep.
And I think that it's important to say here the thing that we've said on other episodes too, but that it's just baby steps. Like, we're not saying go and make sure you become a gym rat and go to the gym, be there every single morning at 5 o'clock for 2 hours. Like, this is probably too big of a step. But when you make small, like, decide, okay, I'm gonna do this, and it's a change that you know that you can do and it's sustainable for you, so it's like not too big, but a step in the direction you want to go, and you slowly but surely can prove to yourself, or will prove to yourself, that you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's yep. really rewarding. So I think overall, the biggest thing here is that the old version of us was more interested in short-term results. We want fast change. We're impatient. And so if it doesn't feel good now, it's not worth it, right? But the healthier version of us is interested in the long-term benefit, and we know where we're headed, and we know our why, and so we know why it's important to us to take these steps and make these changes, and we're more patient. We're learning to be more patient, right? Like, we're trusting that if we make these changes every on a regular basis, that we'll get the results we want. So we're playing amen. The long game.
Yes, amen. That's good. Great. Do you have anything else to add on that? Or should we talk about the next thing?
What's the next thing, Emily?
You know, that one thing.
Like, are you talking about if they liked this and want more?
Exactly.
Yes. Okay. So if you like this and you want to, there's two options, actually. If you want to discuss further and see what else we can do to help, you can book a call. So I'm offering, at least for now, I'm offering a free clarity call. It's like a strategy call where we're going to just chat about what's been going on, see what I can do to help you on that call. I'll give you a free tool that you can use for cravings and emotional eating. Or we have a self-paced online course that I'll leave a link for in the show notes. So I'll leave both those links for you. You can either book a call so we can chat one-on-one, or you can go and check out the Beyond the Diet course that helps people with that have been struggling with their food choices and making changes with that. So,
yep, you don't want to miss out on that. So grab it while it's hot.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
Talk to you next time. Ta-ta.